The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The El Conservador Radio Show is sponsored by the Federation for American Immigration Reform and George Rodriguez on 930 AM, The Answer. Time for the El Conservador Radio Show with George Rodriguez. George is a constitutional conservative who loves to expose fake news and liberals. Be a part of the show. Call 210-308-8867. And now, El Conservador, George Rodriguez.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio on this beautiful Saturday, April 6, 2024. Welcome to the show, my friends. We have a packed one, as usual. We've got some very, very special guests, and we're going to give you some updated information, some updated news, because so much has been happening so quickly, my friends, and I think it's very, very important that we understand exactly what is happening and how it's happening, what is causing this catastrophe of the border crisis. I call it the border crisis meeting the defund the police movement. We have two very, very powerful political movements, anti-American political movements going right now, my friends, and they are creating chaos. That is the best word I can use, chaos for America. They really are. So, first of all, let me begin by thanking our sponsor, should I say, our sponsor, FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, who make our program possible. They are the foremost organization in Washington, D.C. that advocates for sensible, controlled immigration, as well as speaks out against this craziness that the Biden administration has instituted, that we are living through right now, this nightmare. FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, welcomes your support. If you want to know anything about FAIR, go to fairus.org. Again, that's fairus.org. Okay, so let me tell you real quick who our guests are before I launch into my commentary. We have three very, very powerful, very, very interesting guests. One of them is a very, very a very special person. First of all, we've got my good friend Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies. Todd is going to be talking to us about two articles that he has written regarding some investigative reporting that he has done. Very powerful investigative reporting, my friends. It has to do with one of the reports has to do with the Biden administration flying people in, flying them from outside the United States into the U.S. and refusing to tell us where they're flying them into, flying these folks literally an invasion that they are helping with. They claim, the Biden administration claims, that they're doing it to avoid the bottleneck that is happening at the border. Whether you're flying them or they're walking across, the fact of the matter is that you're allowing illegal immigration to flourish. Okay? People come in and then they are vetted. It's determined whether or not they are eligible to be in the United States. It's a little too late by the time that they come in. You know, you should vet people before they come into the United States, not afterwards. Not afterwards. It is the stupidity of this liberal administration. But again, it is, in my opinion, it is done willfully, because they want the people to get in here and then get lost in the humanity. So he's going to be talking about that. He's also going to be talking about how the cartels are helping people, helping criminals, helping rapists, helping pedophiles to get into the United States. The pedophiles pay a price, and then they get in. Why? Because that way they are going around they're not introducing themselves to the Border Patrol and declaring asylum because they're criminals. They want to avoid that. So the cartels are helping them. And again, our Border Patrol is so busy processing people that they are not taking care of that situation. We also have a new guest, which is Sheriff Larry Smith from Smith County, Texas. That's up in the Tyler, up in the corner, in the northeast corner of Texas. He is the president of the Texas Sheriff's Association. Sheriff Smith is going to be talking to us about the appeal, the request, well, I could almost call it a demand, that the Texas Sheriff's Association has made of the Biden administration to address the issue of the border crisis. You're going to want to hear what he's got to say, what the sheriffs are saying, my friends, because they are overwhelmed. They are overwhelmed, particularly the rural sheriffs. They are being really, really overrun. So you're going to want to hear what he's got. Our final guest, and he is, I mean, it's the governor of Texas. Governor Greg Abbott is on a recording. I did a recording of one of his speeches at an event last February here in San Antonio. You're going to want to hear it. It is a very, very powerful speech regarding Texas and the border crisis. You're going to really want to hear his words, his logic. He is a good leader. He is a great leader. What we need right now for the state of Texas. So you're going to want to hear what Governor Greg Abbott has to say. All right. So let me talk to you real quick about some of the news items that have been happening in the past couple of weeks, the past week, actually. Some very, very disturbing stuff. I mean, the illegal alien criminals who are flooding into America, my friends, are being protected by leftist anti-law enforcement politicians and community leaders, you know, the Black Lives Matter people, and sanctuary policies, my friends. Americans have got to be protected from they've got to be protected from domestic criminals, but now we've also need to be protected from foreign criminals. Leftists and liberals, my friends, who believe in an open border or no borders for that much, have combined with the social justice activists who believe in defunding the police. What's the result? The result, my friends, is illegal alien criminals are thriving in sanctuary cities. They are evading police because the police have local limits and restrictions, thanks to the defund the police movement. My friends, it's time to remove these soft on crime and open borders politicians. It's time to remove the local anti-law enforcement and sanctuary city governments. We need to do that. The constitutional protections must be for American citizens only, they've got to be protected from illegal alien criminals. We must secure the border and arrest, prosecute, and remove all illegal alien criminals. All illegal aliens, period, but specifically, particularly illegal alien criminals. The American public, my friends, public safety and security is at stake. Only the people the Democrats want to punish, the only people the Democrats want to punish, my friends, are political opponents like Mr. Trump and police officers. Yes, I said it. 8 migrants, my friends, were found squatting last week in the Bronx in New York, in an apartment, squatting. They were arrested on gun charges and drug charges. 6 of them were subsequently released after their arrest and released without bail by liberal DAs in New York City. You know, the same liberal New York City, the same New York DA that's been after Trump. he released these illegal alien criminals. According to the NYPD, the alleged squatters were busted last Wednesday, my friends, and after the police had received several calls about mysterious, suspicious activities going on at this house, and a person with a gun that was running around in the neighborhood. The responding officers found a 24-year-old man who was armed with a pistol, an illegal alien. They chased him into the basement of the apartment where he was arrested, along with seven other suspects. Illegal aliens, all of them, including a 22-year-old man, the 22-year-old man who'd run off with the weapon. Surveillance videos showed three cop cars had pulled up right across the street, and that the individual ran away from the police officers. Again, my friends, released after they were arrested by a woke George Soros DA. So what's the point? An illegal alien, another situation, an illegal alien, a Venezuelan, was arrested in Chicago for a shooting. This guy allegedly was a cartel member of the international crime gang called Tren de Aragua. And he was arrested on March 11th by ICE enforcement to be removed. On February the 4th, this guy, his name is Aldevis Rodriguez Carmona, allegedly got out of a Ford SUV and shot a 27-year-old woman in Chicago. On Monday, April 1st, the attorney's office in Houston announced that they had made a crackdown of 41 alleged members of the New Jalisco Generation cartel right here in Southeast Texas, in Houston and Galveston, my friends. They were arrested for smuggling drugs, fentanyl, such as fentanyl, heroin, meth, etc., etc. 41 of them. 41 of them, my friends. Go figure. Also, in another major bust, there was a guy that was arrested in Laredo, Texas, for allegedly being responsible for acquiring over 100 firearms and taking them to Nuevo Laredo. In San Antonio, a San Antonio man was accused of two violent crimes the same day, a repeat offender, the same day, after he had been arrested. The same day that he was arrested, he was out on bail, a repeat offender, right here in San Antonio. What's the point? And, you know, this whole situation, my friends, is one big mess. One big mess. I don't know how to describe it other than it is the defund the police movement meets the open borders. And, my friends, our public safety is at risk. Our public safety. We should be protected by the system. We should be protected from criminals, we, innocent taxpayers, citizens. But instead, we've got an administration that lets anybody and everybody in and then doesn't prosecute them. Doesn't make sense. Well, it doesn't make sense, my friends, because it's an intentional effort to create chaos in our society and to undermine America. It's that simple. It is the defund the police movement meeting up with the open borders, and it is creating chaos throughout our country, my friends. Complete and total chaos. And then we've got folks who are claiming that these illegal aliens are good for our economy. Oh, please. All right. Well, without further ado, my friends, let's go to our first guest, Todd Benzman, who's got some hair-raising report for you. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got our good friend, Mr. Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies. Todd has just done a new article, which is rather chilling, my friends, rather chilling. considering the defund the police movement and the woke DAs that we've got in the United States, so many of them, including here in Bexar County. And what he has discovered is that cartels are smuggling killers in into our country. Todd, welcome to the show. Tell us about this very disturbing article you wrote.
Sure. Well, I'm talking to you from Juarez, Mexico right now, where I've been for about 5 days. And the piece that you're talking about is in the Daily Mail today. It just came out, which is a dispatch focusing on the La Línea cartel operations on the west side of Juarez. Now, most Americans and probably most of your listeners are mainly familiar with all of the thousands of immigrants that are giving themselves up or trying to get through to the Border Patrol because they'll be immediately processed into the country if they can get past Texas National Guard, that is. So that's, you know, we've had bonsai rushes and stampedes over the border and through them. But on the other side of Juarez is this far more disturbing activity that's part of the border crisis, which is that cartels are smuggling criminals over the wall, that the old border wall from the George W. Bush era. That's a wire mesh affair. They're cutting holes all along Highway 174 through which they pass their paying customers at about $5,000 a head through and into New Mexico, where there is no Texas National Guard. Obviously, you have a Democratic governor over there, so it's highly, highly lucrative to smuggle through on the west side of Juarez. And I've spent much of the last few days over there interacting with the migrants that are paying, and as they're crossing and climbing the fence and having a few encounters with cartel gunmen myself while I was over there. We were able to establish that this area is so lucrative for this kind of gotaway runner smuggling that's going on over there, that and there are hundreds of them every night, gotaways that are counted as gotaways going into New Mexico every night. There's a true epidemic of them, and we're told that the majority of them, or a great percentage of them, are going to be people with heavy criminal records who, if they tried to cross on the east side of Juarez and give themselves up, would probably be deported as soon as their records were found out. So that's why there's this such a lucrative business over there.
That's very, very, I mean, it is very, very disturbing that, you know, is there any kind of effort to detect them ahead of time, or once they come across? I mean, how the heck do we just have to, by the sheer luck, catch them?
Yes, because, well, here's what's going on is that, you know, the New Mexican governor obviously is, you know, in favor of this kind of traffic, probably enjoys it and definitely doesn't worry about it. However, the way that that smuggling works is, you know, they cross through the fence or over it after they've paid, and then the cartel arranges for them to be picked up on a road in New Mexico. Most of the time, they head east on that road into El Paso. They're going for safe houses there. That's where Texas picks up. Texas has mounted this huge operation called a swarm operation, where they use high-tech radar and detection technology from the air. They go high, aircraft that are too high to be heard or seen, and then they coordinate with lower-flying aircraft, helicopters, when they find a car that apparently is carrying immigrants and being driven by one of the cartel smugglers. And then they wait for that to reach Texas territory, and they've got plainclothes officers on the ground in unmarked cars that just swarm them the second they touch Texas territory, and then they bust everybody. That's been going on for quite a few months. very little publicity about that. But it's happening, and it's a direct result of this huge increase in cartel operations on this side of the border where I am in Juarez.
Wow. That is very, very interesting. What about the other article that you wrote regarding the flights that illegal aliens are taking? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, different issue, but with much larger national implications. This is the Biden administration's flights program, where they are flying. They are authorizing intending border crossers to instead wait for permission, and then they can fly into a U.S. airport directly from a foreign airport. Mm-hmm. It's not a small number. There are hundreds of thousands. Almost 400,000 in a single year have been authorized to fly into U.S. airports.
Wow.
The government refuses to tell us which airports, though. So you have all these cities in the north complaining about all the immigrants that Greg Abbott is sending them by bus, and they're complaining that all of this is Greg Abbott's fault, when actually the Biden administration is authorizing direct flights into their airports, but they won't tell us which airports. So the big piece that I had last week is I was able to discern that the vast majority of these are flying into Ron DeSantis's Florida, and tens of thousands right into Greg Abbott's Texas, and they didn't know about it.
Oh my
DeSantis just came out yesterday, or the day before, I guess, in the last couple of days. I've been busy here in Juarez, and said I they never told us. I did not know that this was happening.
That is amazing. That is just very disturbing that the federal government is doing that and not advising the state government.
Right. And so this thing is reverberating. There's this grassroots groundswell of people who are, you know, demanding that DeSantis and Greg Abbott do something or say something about this. I don't know what it is or what they're going to do, but DeSantis finally was pressured into at least giving a statement about it in a speech, which I haven't even seen yet, even though I wrote the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg Abbott, as far as I can tell, has ignored it completely. And even though the government is flying them right into the Houston field office of U.S. Customs. So I don't know what the story is. I have asked for the governor's office to comment, but they just ignored me.
Mm. Well, I know yesterday that that Jean-Pierre in the White House said that this was not a major issue, that this was something that had been going on for some time. And so, therefore, it was not. I mean,
It has been going on for some time, about a year and some months, but nobody knew anything about it. Like, they didn't tell anybody, any of the receiving local officials, so that they could plan. They could plan for this, for these influxes, because to authorize flights, that's something that you have 100% control over. From you can make a phone call and say, okay, we're going to stop all those, or we're going to reduce it by 10,000, or you know, we're going to do something. We have control over this, unlike you know, other forms. But
no, I mean, I am flabbergasted. I mean, that's the only word I can think of, that this continues, that this is happening. And that it's just continuing. Do you see an end to it at all?
Maybe. The problem with this is for the people that would want to end it, is that it's not visible. You can't see it. You can't tell one passenger who got one of these permiso slips from anybody else. They look like everybody else.
Wow.
Once they're in the air traffic. Whereas, you know, we tend to get opposition from the people when Fox News drones are flying over 5,000 people milling around on a river waiting to get let in, right? It's a terrible look. Or the Del Rio migrant crisis, right? So, you know, unless you can see it, you know, I don't think that people know to complain about it. Like, right. Nobody even knew about this.
Incredible. Buddy, you know, I'm not sure what else to ask. I mean, this is, you give us a brand new revelation every time that you speak to us, and it just continues to boggle the mind what this administration is doing to us. Just incredible.
Anytime.
Yeah. Buddy, well, you take care, be safe, and what is? I mean, you know, it's known that it can be kind of dicey down there, so be careful.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I always am. I did have a couple close ones.
We'll want to hear about that. Definitely.
Well, I describe them in the Daily Mail piece. Go to the Daily Mail piece.
Today. Gotcha. All right. And tell the folks you can follow. Where can they follow you, buddy?
Bensman Todd. I've been doing a constant stream of reports from over here at my X account, Bensman Todd at X, and you can follow me at Getter and Truth Social.
Gotcha. Once again, my friends, we've been speaking with our good buddy, Mr. Todd Bensman from the Center for Immigration Studies. Take care, Todd, and we'll get you back on sometime soon.
Okay, take care.
Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.
The Federation for American Immigration Reform, known as FAIR, fights to restore common sense border controls and immigration policies that work for America and its future. America's immigration system and border controls have been decimated by Washington politicians and special interests, undermining the interests and security of the American people. FAIR mobilizes grassroots activists to make sure the voices of the American people are heard in Washington. Find out more about FAIR and what we do by going to fairus.org.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got a new guest with us, Sheriff Larry Smith from Smith County, Texas. Sheriff Smith happens to be the president of the Texas Sheriff's Association. And I wanted to get him on because he has written a letter to the White House requesting assistance in some form from the federal government regarding the border crisis. So I wanted to ask Sheriff Smith, thank you very much for taking time to be with us. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, George. Good afternoon.
Let me ask you about this letter, this request that you had for the federal government to provide some assistance to the sheriffs in Texas.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about that. Tell us about that request.
Basically, several sheriffs first got together and talked about this, and then we got the association involved. It was not by any means a political deal. This was just sheriffs, both Democratic sheriffs, Republican sheriffs, are sick and tired of the porous border, open and porous border between Mexico and Texas, of the fentanyl coming across, the illegal aliens from 130 foreign countries, the fentanyl, deadly fentanyl going all the way into just about every state in the United States, killing our youth. And we're sick and tired of it. And we see every day not only the federal government not wanting to do anything, but just blatantly refusing to do anything about it, all the time thinking the American public is not smart enough to see what they're doing or not doing.
And it is very, very dangerous because, well, for example, in Comal County right here in New Braunfels, just north of San Antonio, we had a major drug dealer, somebody wanted by Interpol in Colombia, a Venezuelan wanted in Colombia for murder and for drug trafficking. Was picked up in little old New Braunfels. I mean, this is, it's not like it's just happening, you know, in the big cities, and it is happening in the big cities, like 41 were picked up, 41 illegal aliens tied to a cartel were picked up in Houston the other day. So, I mean, are you hearing this from your sheriffs in the association?
Absolutely. First, we're hearing it where they observe them coming across their the border in their counties up and down the border of Texas and Mexico. But unfortunately, George, it's not those few we catch in places we don't expect to see them and those groups we catch in other places. It's those that we know of 100,000 a year coming across that we don't catch.
Yep.
And they remain in our country. And as late as a month or so ago, we have they have observed those of Chinese and Russian descent coming across the border. And people are not coming across the border all for drugs and prostitution and this and that. Many of them are coming across the border for other reasons, to harm the citizens of the United States of America. And I was with ATF during 9/11. I was on the National International Response Team. At that time, nobody ever suspected that terrorists would come over and learn how to fly a plane and then fly it into our buildings here. I was at the Pentagon for several weeks digging through the rubble there. And I'm a true believer that it has happened, and they're going to try every way they can to make sure it happens to us again, because those people don't like us.
Well, you know, it's not only just the criminals that are coming across and committing crimes. It's, I believe, almost 170 in the past 3 years that are on the terrorist list. 170. That
Absolutely.
Is a lot of terrorists. That is a lot of folks that are caught.
Yes, it is.
Heaven only knows how many are not caught.
Yes, absolutely.
And again, the Sheriff's Association, how many sheriffs do you have and your association? I mean, I would hope that the state is listening to the state association.
We have 254 sheriffs in the state of Texas. And unfortunately, in this short amount of time we put this letter together, we only had the opportunity to get 100 and something to sign the letter. Or to get their names on a letter, but there's so many that we're unable to get a hold of. But most sheriffs in the state of Texas, the majority, understand what we're facing at the southern border with Mexico. And it's not just Mexico. It's all these other countries that are coming through Mexico to get to us. And they're being victimized as well. Nobody's even taking that into account. The ones coming across are being victimized by the coyotes and by the cartels who are getting all the money, every penny they can, to get them across the border. And if that's not enough, they turn some of the females, the mothers, the daughters into prostitution and sex slavery.
Wow. Now, the other issue is the trafficking of not just the drugs and the human trafficking, but the trafficking of arms, of guns, going the other way, going into Mexico. Any thoughts about that?
Absolutely. The guns have been going to Mexico for quite some time. As some of the listeners will remember, the debacle with ATF Phoenix Division office with I'm trying to remember the name of the operation they had where they were sending guns.
Yes.
For show to go to Mexico, and they actually went to Mexico unintentionally.
Mm-hmm, right, yeah.
But guns go that way, drugs come this way, and unfortunately, it's the deadly fentanyl now that is killing our youth. That you don't know. It takes the size of a pinhead to kill someone, and they who knows whether it's intentional they're killing our youth, or it is just poor and shoddy recipes that they're using, or their process, their manufacturing process. But they have pill presses and things. They make pills that are similar to our regular pharmaceutical drugs that you might pick up and say, well, that's just such and such drug. And you take it, it's got fentanyl in it, and that's the last pill you ever take.
Yeah, I've seen some that even looks like regular candy.
Oh, absolutely. Their imagination is allows them to make just about anything you can think of.
Now, when a sheriff stops and picks up or arrests one of these illegal aliens, criminal illegal aliens, what's the process? Do you hold them or do you send them?
The problem used to be, George, and I was one of the Smith County, Texas, was one of the first 14 to rejoin the ICE 287G program.
Right.
Which is where we send detention officers to Charleston, South Carolina, to the academy, to the ICE Academy, and they learn how to do the prints and processing. And we still have that program, but we have it on hold because there's nobody being deported. They've been, if they get across the border, they've been seen by a federal judge and released into Texas. And sometimes the release date is until they're behind 4 or 5 years on hearings. What? And it's just, it's preposterous. What needs to happen is they need to accelerate within reason the legal entry process, and that would help somewhat a significant amount of illegal trafficking coming across. But then they need to seal our borders. Nobody should be able to go to other than a legitimate port of entry to claim asylum. But yet they're coming across halfway between two ports of entry and trying to claim asylum, and that should not happen. That is not what the process is meant to be. And that is allowing what we've been talking about up to this point to happen in the state of Texas, which they don't stop in the state of Texas. They go to all 50 states in the union.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't like it when Governor Abbott helps their with their fare up there, though. I tell you what, another reason for that letter was he just Governor Abbott was somewhat on an island alone, or that's the way he should have felt like. But we wanted to let him know that we support what he's doing. And he's doing a great job under the circumstances. He's been a great governor. And this is in no way political whatsoever. I would be saying that if it were a Democrat in the governor's mansion now. It's right and wrong. It's not politics. It's what's right and what's wrong. And it is tremendously gone wrong, and it's got to be rectified.
You got it. Sheriff, we're going to let you go, but thank you so much for taking time to talk to us and give us the perspective of the sheriffs, because obviously they're on the front lines of this battle.
Thank you, Joe. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Once again, my friends, we've been speaking with Sheriff Larry Smith from Smith County, Texas, and he is president of the Texas Sheriffs Association. Thank you, Sheriff.
Yes, sir.
Howdy, folks. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador. On February the 9th, 2024, Governor Greg Abbott came to San Antonio to campaign for Mark LaHood, who was running for state representative. And Governor Abbott gave a very powerful speech regarding the border. I have an excerpt that I would like to share with you. So here is Governor Greg Abbott speaking on February the 9th, 2024, at the Angry Elephant here in San Antonio.
His number one focus is my number one focus. It's the top issue in this district, in our state, and in our country. And that is, we as Texans must continue to show a stiff spine and fight back against Joe Biden's open border.
Yeah.
I don't have any trust in Steve Allison and helping me do that job. I have trust, however, in Mark LaHood, making sure we keep our borders secure. So what's going on is outrageous. Because we talked just a moment ago about some of the dangers. But listen, they're far greater. For one, we've had 8 or 9, maybe more than 9 million people come across the border illegally. And there's more than that who were not even accounted for, many of which are extraordinarily dangerous, some of whom were wanted for murder when they crossed the border and arrested by the Texas Department of Public Safety. Others of whom, once they crossed the border illegally, came here to Texas and killed people right here in Texas, in addition to those other murders we saw across the country. This is extraordinarily dangerous. And there's no reason for it to even exist. Because remember this, we haven't been dealing with this forever. It was just 4 years ago, we had the lowest border crossings in 45 years. And that's because Donald Trump put into place 4 policies. The Remain in Mexico, Title 42 policies, in catch and release, and build a border wall. And you remember what Joe Biden did. Joe Biden signed executive orders getting rid of all of those policies. And he destroyed the safety that we had in our country. But he's done something else. He's done something else. Remember, it was just a few weeks ago. Joe Biden was telling you and our fellow Americans, to your face, he said that he did not have the power. And he said he needed Congress to pass a law for him to be able to secure the border. So he was either A, he was lying. B, he had no clue what he was talking about. Or C, all of the above. I want to make sure that you guys are fully informed so you can go tell your friends and neighbors exactly what the law of the United States of America is. There are these three laws right now that Congress has already passed before Biden even took office. These three laws provide this. One, the presidential administration, Joe Biden's administration, is required by federal law to deny illegal entry to anybody trying to enter our country or our state. He's not doing that. He's aiding and abetting people coming into our country illegally. Law number two, if they do get across the border, the Biden administration is required by law passed by Congress to detain those people, not let them loose and go wherever they want. Law number three, Congress requires the Biden administration to build border barriers like walls or the razor wire that Texas is putting up. Not only is he not building any barrier, he's tearing down the barriers that Texas has built. That is wrong, and it's because he's not following the law, because we are facing danger. That's exactly why I declared an invasion under Article 1, Section 2. This is it. And let me tell you what we're doing. One thing that we're doing is Texas is the only state in the history of America to build our own border wall. It's the exact same wall that Donald Trump built, with one difference. And that is, if you look at the miles that we've already put up and the miles that we're adding literally today, Texas is adding more of the Trump border wall than Trump put up in the state of Texas. So also, do you remember those big orange buoys that we put into the Rio Grande River? Those were designed by the Border Patrol because they were designed to keep people from being able to enter the United States, and they're quite effective at achieving that goal. Well, Joe Biden wouldn't put them in the border. I talked to the Border Patrol. I said, Texas will put those into the Rio Grande. We put them in there. What do you think Joe Biden did? Joe Biden filed a lawsuit to put a stop to it. And that lawsuit is going through federal courts as we speak. But also, as we gather in San Antonio today, those buoys remain in the Rio Grande. And we've also deployed thousands of the great men and women of the Texas National Guard who are serving on the borders. We speak. Give it up for the great National Guard. Let me just tell you some of the things they're doing. So in the Rio Grande Valley area, there's a huge island, 20 times the size or so of the room that we're gathered in here. A massive island between Mexico and Texas that is owned and is the property of the state of Texas. On that island was a bunch of cane, trees, brush, things like that, packed far closer together than y'all are packed into this room. And it had been taken over by the drug cartels. I told the National Guard, you go seize that island and get rid of the drug cartel. They went in there, and the first thing they did, they used bulldozers to build a land bridge from the state of Texas over to the island. And then when the land bridge was there, they were able to get tractors and bulldozers and other things onto that island. And they bulldozed down absolutely everything that was on that island. They cleaned it as flat and as clean. flying on that island today?
Our flag.
The flag. One more thing. They put a rim around that island to make sure nobody would ever get it again. A rim of that military-grade razor wire that denies illegal immigrants or the drug cartels from getting back on that island. In addition to that wiring job, what the National Guard has done, they have put up far more than 100 miles of this military-grade razor wire that is an effective barrier at denying illegal entry. In fact, it is turned back to Mexico. More than 100,000 migrants who are trying to get into the state. This effective tool that was working to actually secure the border. In fact, a tool, as I mentioned earlier, that Congress said had to be used to secure our border. Joe Biden disliked it so much, he took us to the United States Supreme Court. Said he wanted to authorize his Border Patrol to cut that wire. Well, the Supreme Court, all they did was to return that case back down to the Fifth Circuit Federal Court of Appeals. But I know there was great uncertainty amongst you, my fellow Texans, and my fellow Americans about what was going on. So what I did, I told the National Guard, I don't want you to double down on the razor wire. I want you to triple strand the razor wire. And about that same time also is when I ordered the National Guard to address the park, Shelby Park, in Eagle Pass, Texas. Eagle Pass, Texas is an area that's had 3,000, 4,000, sometimes 5,000 people crossing a day. It's ground zero for illegal immigration and ground zero for where Joe Biden and his administration, they were gathering all the people that crossed illegally and waiting to process them and send them across the country. And I told the National Guard, I'm sick and tired of it. I want you to seize that 50-acre park and wire that park shut just like you did that island. Don't you let illegal crossings take place, and don't let the Biden administration back into that park.
Yeah.
And since that day, we don't have thousands of people crossing the border there. We don't have hundreds of people, dozens of people. On average, for the past week, there's been 6 people a day crossing the border. And they were arrested by the Texas Department of Public Safety. So there's so much going on down there. We got to have a more significant presence down there. And our presence has to be seen and felt and mobilized and agile. And that's exactly why 2 Fridays ago, I was down in Eagle Pass, Texas, making an announcement that Texas is building our own National Guard military base right there. It's going to house up to 2,300 National Guard soldiers, and they're going to be able to more swiftly respond to the problems across the border, and there may be more bases coming forward in the future, because Texas is going to step up and get it done to make sure we continue to fight Joe Biden.
Once again, my friends, that was an excerpt of a speech given by Governor Greg Abbott at an event here in San Antonio on February the 9th, 2024. Once again, it's George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. Once again, my friends, thank you very much for joining us. George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you. Once again, I want to thank our guests, Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies. I want to thank Sheriff Smith from Smith County, Texas. And I really, really am happy that we were able to listen to this recording of Governor Greg Abbott at an event on February, my friends. he was on fire, as you heard. I really, really like what he said, and I hope that you enjoyed it. Once again, my friends, we are looking at a tough situation that must be addressed at the local level. These sanctuary cities, the politicians that support these sanctuary cities, these local politicians, mayors, city council members, county judges, county commissioners, must be defeated. We must defeat them because, my friends, it's bad enough that we've got these woke anti-police defund the police politicians. Now we've got sanctuary politicians who are protecting illegal aliens. You tell me, my friends, is it fair? Is it rational that illegal aliens, people that entered the country illegally, should have any kind of constitutional support or constitutional rights? Do you think that it's rational that they should have any kind of constitutional protection? Yet that is what is happening. First of all, this issue of sanctuary communities. All of a sudden, these sanctuary communities like Denver, running out of money, continue to feed the illegal aliens with benefits, but they won't say, these politicians will not clamor to have the border shut down. That's all it would take. And they certainly don't want refuse to reverse their sanctuary status. Same thing with Chicago. Chicago mayor, he's a real socialist, and he continues to want to protect and support illegal aliens. What part of the word illegal don't you understand? We've got, you know, this past week we had an Arkansas woman. We had a woman in Arkansas, should I say, arrested for drug trafficking. We had a Chinese man in California on a Marine base that refused to leave. These things, my friends, are happening constantly, and we need to do something about it. We need to stand up for America. Once again, my friends, thank you for joining us. I want to thank FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Join us again next week. George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.
The Federation for American Immigration Reform, known as FAIR, fights to restore common sense border controls and immigration policies that work for America and its future. America's immigration system and border controls have been decimated by Washington politicians and special interests, undermining the interests and security of the American people. FAIR mobilizes grassroots activists to make sure the voices of the American people are heard in Washington. Find out more about FAIR and what we do by going to fairus.org.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.